Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be back with you again on Optimizing Your Financial World. I'm Ryan Ruff, your host and moderator. But as always, I'm joined by my right-hand man and the star of our show. That's Mark Wade of Echelon Family Office. And we're going to be getting into another big wealth management discussion specifically focused on the entrepreneur, on the business owner in today's episode. And look, the concept of selling a business is a complicated one, especially one when you've worked to build this successful business and it's taken an enormous number of years and blood, sweat, and tears, as the adage says. But there's also a considerable number of considerations at play when you're going to sell your business. And at the least, you know, of course, not the least of which is easing that tax burden that can hit a business owner when, you know, it accompanies the sale of a big business. So today, Mark and I are going to be looking at four specific ways that business owners can be easing that tax bite when selling their business. Really looking forward to diving into today's topic. I think there's going to be some great takeaways for our business owner audience. Mark, great to see you this morning. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, Ryan. Great to be with you here again today.
Yeah, always good to be together, Mark. And we got a good one today for our business owner audience out there. Tax-related issues and questions, Mark. I would imagine they're pretty top of mind concerns for a lot of business owners out there. Why don't you set the scene for us? What are your experiences with these types of conversations and business owners?
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, there couldn't be, you know, a more important topic to a business owner than taxes, right? Because let's face it, I don't think anybody believes that taxes are going down anytime soon. And most business owners that I talk to believe taxes are only going up. So absolutely. So, and you know, despite the many differences in goals and methods, you know, business owners, they often agree that they want to pay as little taxes as possible, you know, under the law. So whatever the government says is the least amount of taxes they can pay, that's the amount they want to pay. And so, you know, they want to also practice that when they sell their company. They want to pay the least amount of taxes at sale, so they walk away with the most amount for themselves and their family, right? It only makes sense, don't you think? You know, the good news there is that, you know, there are numerous strategies and numerous different ways to use strategies in combination with each other. And these strategies can potentially help mitigate taxes on the sale of your company.
Sure, sure. So, Mark, we're mentioning today these four specific strategies that business owners can be leveraging. Let's start at the top, dive into that first one. What do you have for us?
The first way is the more traditional approach, and that's simply to transfer assets regularly over time. So let's say you have heirs, children, in this case, who want to take the business over someday. Now, you can start annually by gifting them shares of the business, ownership of the business each and every year, you know, which amounts to a gift of stock in the company to each individual whom you want to end up owning the company. And you can do this every year without incurring taxes, as long as you stay within the prescribed limits. And as of the day we're doing this podcast, which is in the year 2024, that amounts to about $18,000 per person per donee. So a parent can gift $18,000 to each of his children each year without incurring taxes. And if you combine those gifts together with the mother and the father, husband and wife, they can collectively gift $36,000 a year to each of their children without incurring taxes. And that has historically been one method that many people use to transfer business to the next generation. But, you know, given the annual limits on this kind of gifting, it's unlikely that this approach is going to allow you to transfer the ownership of your entire company over a reasonable period of time to any heirs. But it can help get the ball rolling on tax mitigation, and it's a very straightforward strategy to use.
Sure. I mean, you say straightforward just there, Mark. I think it would probably be one of those strategies that most folks would already be aware of, maybe not the inner workings in terms of the gifting limits that you just mentioned. But let's transition now over to the second method for mitigating taxes at the sale of a business. What do you have here for us?
Hey, Ryan, instead of being paid all at once, there's the installment sale method. So, you know, when most people sell a business, it can result in, you know, a large profit that can bump you up into a much higher tax bracket than you're used to, right? And that, of course, can mean a significantly higher tax bill than you expect or even want, for that matter. So to avoid that outcome, you could consider being paid over a number of years. So the buyer would make a one-time payment up front, and then have succeeding payments each year until the entire balance is paid off. So instead of the one-time upfront payment, you could pay it over a number of years with interest, right? You know, this approach could spread your tax bill over the entire installment period, which typically will result in a lower tax payment.
Sure. And Mark, when we're looking at the installment sale, am I correct in saying that it sounds like it could come with some risks involved due to the spread out nature of selling a business, which, you know, in maybe our hypothetical example here, could be a quite valuable business with a lot of zeros behind that transaction?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And the length of the installment period, you know, you can negotiate that between the buyer and the seller. But obviously, the longer that term, the greater the risk you're going to incur, because you're being paid out over time than being paid all at once. You know, so then you're relying heavily on the new owner to make those payments. You know, if he or she runs the company into the ground, you may end up with far less money than you expected to receive had you sold it all in one lump sum. Another risk to consider is that, you know, the installment sale option is one that is often closely watched due to the frequent proposed legislative changes involving capital gains taxes. So, for example, one proposal that's been debated would increase the top long-term capital gain tax rate for households with an income of more than $1 million a year. Although that bogey, you know, could seem a little high, let's say, you know, by one estimate, that's, you know, 539,000 income tax returns that were filed in 2019 with a 2018 adjusted gross income tax of more than $1 million. Think about it, 539,000 tax returns with more than $1 million of income in a year. So it's quite possible for business owners, you know, to hit that number in 1 year if they sold their company for more than $1 million, right? Or $1 million in profit. So you can see how this strategy has its pros and cons, but, you know, it's one that you might consider pursuing after you get some guidance from your financial professionals. It's critical. You got to have input from financial professionals to know which method makes sense for you to employ in your sale.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And Mark, your third, you know, strategy that we wanted to talk about today for easing that tax bite when selling your business is one that I would think that most people aren't aware of per se. I know it's surrounding this idea of opportunity zones, but why don't you enlighten our audience and tell us a little bit more about these?
So Ryan, the IRS offers significant tax advantages to help motivate investors to allocate their money to these funds. For example, if you sold your business and reinvested some or all of the proceeds into a qualified opportunity zone fund within 180 days of the capital gain from the sale of your business, you can defer paying taxes on that gain. In general, there are some exceptions. In general, the deferral lasts until December 31st of 2026, at which time the amount of the deferred gain that you invested in the fund will become taxable. Also, you know, if you maintained your qualifying investment, this is where it gets really good. If you maintained a qualifying investment, you know, for more than 10 years, its tax basis steps up to its fair market value as of the date you sell it. So in short, your investment appreciates tax-free and you won't pay any tax on the capital gains of the appreciation when you sell it. So it's kind of a win-win. It's one of the few gimmies that the government really makes available to us nowadays. You know, keep in mind, there are a lot of rules and complexities with qualified opportunity zones, you know, and they are also receiving scrutiny from lawmakers in Washington, D.C., who are determining whether or not these zones are even working as they intended them to work to afford these tax incentives to the sellers.
Sure, sure. Really an interesting one there. So I appreciate you elaborating on it. And obviously, you know, leveraging an opportunity zone is something very specific to a, you know, each individual transaction, if you will, when selling your business. So as we typically say on the show, make sure you talk with your financial advisor, your wealth manager about the, you know, feasibility of that solution. So that was kind of solution or strategy number three to help kind of ease that tax bite when selling your business. Mark, why don't you bring it home for us? What's our fourth and final option that exists out there for folks?
Sure, Ryan. You know, there are a lot of strategies and techniques. So we can take various techniques and combine them together for a strategy that is effective in any client's situation. But the last one, as you mentioned, we're going to talk about today are the charitable remainder trusts. So if you want to reduce, you know, your tax bill when selling and have a philanthropic impact on a charity or a cause that you care about, you may be well advised to think about using a charitable remainder trust for all or part of the sale of your company. You know, this approach basically calls for some irrevocable gifting of some or all of your business to a charitable remainder trust that you create to benefit one or more charitable organizations. The charitable remainder trust can sell a business interest without incurring any capital gains tax at all because it's a tax-exempt entity. Now, in addition, you would receive an income tax deduction in the year that you made the transfer of the asset to the charitable remainder trust. You know, the size of that charitable deduction could potentially total tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in the year you make it. So depending on the value of the business interest being transferred, your age and the adjusted, you know, your adjusted gross income, be allowed deductions limited to 30% of your adjusted gross income, but you can carry any excess deductions, any excess amounts forward for 5 additional years. So, you know, it can be a very effective tool to use.
Of course, you know, it's great for charitable impact, as we've talked about a lot on this show. And correct me if I'm wrong, though, Mark, but with a charitable remainder trust, there's also an income component going on there as well, correct?
Yeah, and this is like the second benefit, you know, in addition to the tax deduction, in that the charitable remainder trust could pay you an annual income stream for the rest of your life or for a certain number of years if you stipulate. And the way the payment is determined depends on the type of charitable remainder trust structure that you use. There are various different types, but chances are that, you know, the most of the annual income coming from a charitable remainder trust that you funded with a business interest would be taxed as a long-term capital gain, not as under current income tax, as earned income, you know, which under those circumstances is taxed at a lower rate than the ordinary income. So ultimately, the remainder amount in the trust would go to the charity of your choice at the end. You know, the exciting thing is that, you know, if it was taxed as regular income, it would probably still be at somewhat of a lower rate because it would be converted to a capital gains rate. Keep in mind, however, that, you know, you can get back the business. You can't get back the business interest. Sorry, big one there. You cannot get the business interest back after you make the gift to the charitable remainder trust. So you really ought to be sure that the charitable giving is, you know, it's part of your overall plan. It's part of your overall goals before you go ahead and give shares of your business to a charitable remainder trust.
Of course, that intention, that impact, very much at the cornerstone of that solution. So, Mark, I mean, you had mentioned a moment ago, there are a variety of different strategies that can be leveraged to ease that tax bite when a business owner sells their business. We talked about 4 very specific and impactful ones today. For anybody in our audience that's sitting there scratching their head about this, you know, these 4 strategies we talked about, how could a business owner ultimately decide which of the strategies that we talked about today would make sense for them? Is there a process that you'd recommend they go through?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Ryan, you said something key right there. Remember, these are only just 4 of a variety of strategies and techniques that are available to help a business owner extract maximum value from his business. But yeah, the reality is there are many factors that have to go into the evaluation and, you know, the decision-making process of which techniques you'll use in your overall strategy. You know, I'm going to add that the 4 strategies we talked about today represent, you know, just a small portion of the tax mitigation solutions that are available to entrepreneurs when they look to sell their business. You know, the reality is your best bet is really to reach out to your trusted advisors to both review the full range of tax mitigation resources that may be available to you and to get updated on the latest developments impacting a particular solution, given the then current tax laws in the year you're looking to sell your business.
Sure thing. Well, Mark, for anybody out there that would benefit from a conversation with you and your team to talk about maybe some of these strategies or solutions that make sense for them, what would be the best way they can get in touch with you guys to start a conversation?
Sure, Ryan. And thanks. You know, they could always visit us on the web at www.echelonoffice.com. That's ECHELONoffice.com. They could call in at 2-888-892-9882. Or if they're so inclined and they want to correspond with me directly, they could email me directly at MWADE. That's M Wade, MWADE at echelonoffice.com. ECHELON, the word office.com.
Fantastic. Well, Mark, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for carving some time out of your schedule to be on the show here today, talking strategies, and look forward to jumping back on the next one with you.
Thanks, Ryan. It's always a pleasure to do these podcasts with you. Thanks so much.
Of course, of course. And folks, we want to take a final moment for you and thank you all for stopping by and spending some time out of your day with us on the show here. If you did enjoy today's discussion, you learned a thing or two about these four strategies that can help ease the tax bite when selling your business, make sure you subscribe to the show on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on other great conversations just like this one. I mean, Mark and I are sitting down, we're taking the same strategies, solutions, the concepts and conversations that he's having with his clients at Echelon Family Office and bringing them right here to you guys on this show. But for Mark, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long today, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Optimizing Your Financial World.